We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
This is a beautiful, powerful decision. It will be read everywhere, and it will have a great effect, even outside the state of Iowa, and it could have a transformative effect on the nation. I am confident that Iowans will not try to take marriage away from their friends and neighbors.
It's just like Christmas morning, times 100. We want to take time to savor that victory, and then we will get along with the process of planning a wedding and just celebrating the fact that we can actually get married now.
The voices of Camilla Taylor of Lambda Legal and Trish Varnum of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, happy that the Supreme Court in that state voted that it can no longer limit marriage in that state to one man and one woman, opening the door to gay marriage in Iowa. Does that sound odd to you? It sounds odd to me. And it was a unanimous vote. How did it happen? How long has that been brewing that we didn't hear about? Joining us to talk about this ruling this morning by the Iowa Supreme Court in favor of gay marriage, Brian English. He's Director of Public Relations for the Iowa Family Policy Center. Brian, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd. It's good to be here.
I had to do the mental double take when I heard it on the news this morning. I think a lot of people are very surprised that it was even an issue in the state of Iowa.
I think a lot of Iowans will be surprised when they get home from work tonight, click on the TV, and find out that it was an issue in Iowa as well. One of the quotes that you played there at the lead off to this segment was someone claiming this was like Christmas Day. And I would say that for those of us who fear God and who obviously believe in His standards, this is more like September 11th than Christmas Day. It's hard to stand here, as we did this morning, on the steps of the Supreme Court of the state of Iowa and watch them trample on the definition of marriage, on the rule of law, on the Constitution, and on the people of this state the way that they did.
Okay, Supreme Courts don't make decisions unbidden. What was the case that was brought before the Iowa Supreme Court whereupon they ruled in effect for gay marriage in Iowa?
Sure. The case was brought by several homosexual couples. One of them was part of that bump there, Varnum was the name, and these six couples from around the state, coordinated by Lambda Legal out of New York, attempted to all come to Des Moines and get marriage licenses in Polk County. Of course, Iowa law has never allowed for homosexual marriage, and so they were denied those marriage licenses, and they subsequently sued the county to access those marriage licenses. Judge Robert Hansen granted their request. I sat in the courtroom and listened to the oral arguments in Judge Hansen's courtroom, and I said to somebody on the way out, I said, it's like he wasn't even there. I just wasn't convinced that he was even listening. It was as if the decision were made as we walked in that day. And so I wasn't surprised when Judge Hansen ruled the way he did, and his decision is sweeping and ridiculous in places. It makes claims like, well, gay marriage would be legal if not for the law. Good legal mind there. Lots of things would be legal if it weren't for the law. But he decided that they had a right to access marriage licenses anyway. And for just a couple of hours, gay couples were able to access marriage licenses before a stay went into place a couple of years ago. Let's see, 2000... I'm getting my dates mixed up, but it's been a couple of years. And in the interim, then, it has made its way through the process of going to the Supreme Court. December 9th, we sat and listened to oral arguments. And quite frankly, the unanimous nature of this decision is a little surprising. I thought that the Supreme Court justices did a far better job of hearing the case. They asked good questions. And I believe they had the information necessary to make a much better decision than they did today.
You know what concerns me about this, and I guess this is the way that the system can be gamed and without, you know, it being unethical or illegal, but it seems to me that these things may be coordinated in advance. I mean, this is a, to me as a layperson looking at it from a legal standpoint, it looks like a pretext.
Sure.
Do you really want the license, or do you want the opportunity to take this case as far as you can go in Iowa? And so you find a judge who will say yes, you send your people to the courthouse, you sue, and pretty much you've got the process rolling.
Well, let's step back a couple of steps farther than that and unravel the conspiracy theory, if you will. They found a state with no residency requirement. So all they have to do is flip Iowa, and everyone has access to gay marriage. And they also found in Iowa a state that was evenly divided politically. It's part of the reason that Iowa has always been a good place to have the first-in-the-nation caucus, because the political makeup of Iowa is very evenly divided. And the legislature tends to reflect that. And so in 2004, a very bold statesman by the name of Danny Carroll carried the marriage amendment through the Iowa House, and it passed in 2004. It didn't pass in the Senate that year, but in the next election, Danny Carroll was defeated. And a couple of weeks after his electoral defeat, he received a phone call from a reporter with the Atlantic Monthly asking him what it was like to be defeated by Tim Gill. Now, Danny Carroll had never heard of a guy named Tim Gill, didn't know who he was talking about. But if you'll go back and read that article, it's called They Won't Know What Hit Them, and it outlined the strategy of homosexual activists led by a guy named Tim Gill in Colorado, who decided to target Iowa, change the makeup of the legislature, and to begin to promote and encode special rights for homosexuals in the Iowa law. Well, that's happening at the same time that Lambda Legal is working its way through the court system with the case that culminated today. And so it's a far-reaching strategy that has taken years and just incredible amounts of money from outside the state to manipulate the system and put us into the place where we're at today.
Well, the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court. The vote was unanimous. What can Iowans do?
Well, the only recourse we have to correct the error that the Supreme Court made today is to pass the Iowa Marriage Amendment to the Iowa Constitution. And based on what I just told you about the way that the homosexual activists have saw this coming, they have really stacked the deck and bought themselves several legislators in the Iowa House and Senate. And so it's going to be very difficult. The thing that no one could gauge, and we will not know how this is going to play out perhaps for a while, but nobody knows how the average Iowan will react to the reality that this has happened in their home state. And even legislators that receive big contributions from out-of-state special interests have to know how to count, and they know that they're standing for re-election. And if the people of Iowa will stand up and take back their government, we can still pass a marriage amendment in this state.
Well, I have relatives in Iowa. In fact, some of them are coming down to visit me and our family in the next couple of days, so I'm sure this will be a topic of
sure.
of some conversation. But the folks that I've had exposure to in my many trips to Iowa, right there to the heartland of Cedar Rapids, in fact, are probably going to react pretty negatively to this. They're going to feel like they've been hoodwinked.
They should feel like they've been hoodwinked. And that's what I expect. I was born and raised here in Iowa. I've lived in eastern Iowa. I've lived in northwest Iowa. I now live in central Iowa. I don't find an overwhelming opinion that just anything should go. People understand the difference between right and wrong in the heartland. And, excuse me, I think that that's one of the biggest dangers in this decision, aside from the obvious assault on marriage, is the willingness of activists to say, well, this decision indicates a radical shift in public opinion as it pertains to gay marriage. Not so. 7 unelected, unaccountable Supreme Court justices made a ruling today, not the people of Iowa. And I would say that the resistance to allowing an amendment to come to the vote of the people is indication that even the folks on the other side of this issue know the people of Iowa are not in agreement with what the Supreme Court did today.
Brian English is Director of Public Relations for the Iowa Family Policy Center. Brian, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks, Todd.
When we come back from our break, Brian Godawa is going to be joining us. We'll do some movie reviews. He's got a couple he wants to talk about, including one that has to do with an alleged case of priestly abuse. The movie's called Doubt. It has some huge names in it, Meryl Streep and others. We'll be talking about that movie, among others, with Brian Godawa. Our call-in number on this Friday afternoon, the 3rd of April, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. You know, having talked there with Brian English, now it's a little clearer for me. The thing that puzzled me so much when I heard this morning that the Iowa Supreme Court had voted in favor of gay marriage, that in a mere matter of weeks, it will be gay marriage in Iowa, at least for a while. The thing that puzzled me so much is knowing folks from there, having a general sense of what the views of people in the Midwest are, I thought to myself, that doesn't sound right. That isn't the will of the average Iowan. It doesn't. Now, certainly there are those who are in favor of gay marriage in Iowa. No illusions about that. But the majority of the people in that state thinking this is the right thing to do, well, now it makes sense. It doesn't reflect the will of the people. It reflects some very clever and some very careful planning on the part of gay activists outside the state of Iowa, complicitous with some judges and others inside the state of Iowa. Some very smart political maneuvering, and it shows what you can accomplish with smart political maneuvering. You know, maybe those who are interested in protecting the traditional definition of marriage in their state or in the country in general should start being as smart, thinking as far ahead, and learning that the system can be gamed, it can also be used for the right and lawful ends. When we come back, movie reviews with Brian Godawa.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for life, but in all the wrong places.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and authors of the Answers Biblical Worldview magazine.
For two centuries, the planet Mars has captured the imagination of scientists. But by the 1950s, it was clear that the Martian atmosphere was too thin to support most, if not all, forms of life. And you know, there's a complete absence of oxygen in the atmosphere. This makes it almost impossible to think that any form of life could exist on Mars. But in recent years, new missions were launched to the Red Planet. And at the heart of each of these missions is the search for extraterrestrial life, life in outer space. In fact, one of the landing craft sent to Mars was actually named Beagle 2. Think about it. The Beagle was the name of the ship that Darwin sailed on when he began to form his theory of evolution. And behind the search for life in space is really this. Many scientists have rejected creation. They're desperate to find evidence of life outside the Earth. This way they can claim that all life has evolved if they do that. People who reject the word of God will continue to seek answers in all the wrong places.
Many people reject the Bible today because they think Darwin has shown Genesis to be wrong. Find out more when you get a copy of our special magazine edition on Charles Darwin. Discover his bad science plus his evil fruits in our Answers magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and present a donation of any amount. Or go to the web at answersoffer.org.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastors or lay leaders to hold a seminar in your area. Go to theclcc.org.